Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fourth in the game. Reed. Rush comes. Reed pumps. Fires. It is caught. Nate Borkature brings it in and ties the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring in our college football ace, Carter Freeman, because it's time for the Tuesday tailgate. Carter, welcome.
What's up, guys? I hear I sound like I'm in the 21st century now.
You do. Last week, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize lots of people have lots of thoughts about that last play. For Texas A&M. I was watching the Notre Dame game on press row, had to try to contain my emotions. But for an A&M team that had not beat a ranked team on the road, I think in 10 years, and not a ranked team on the road that was in the top 10 in 11 years, this feels like a hell of a victory.
Yeah, it feels like a breakthrough for Mike Elko and Texas A&M. Like, this is the kind of win that can launch you somewhere. And especially because people still think Notre Dame's good, right? Like, they start out 0-2, but their losses are by 3-1.
Do you think they're good?
Notre Dame stays ranked. I do think they're good.
Okay.
I think they could run the table and still make the college football playoff. But for A&M, I said on my show on Saturday's Fan University, A&M has to win this game off of Marcel Reed's arm. And that's exactly what they did, especially on that final drive.
Yes.
That's the kind of quarterback that I think Marcel Reed can be. And I have to say, that game, top to bottom, when we look back on this season, it's going to be a top three most exciting game, right? Like, the amount of huge plays and that final drive that was originally a punt return touch or a kickoff return touchdown that got taken away. And then you got to see Marcel Reed drive the team down. And then there were so many penalties for A&M once they were in Notre Dame's red zone. And for that to come down to a fourth down play and for them to win, I mean, that was an epic game.
You know what? And it's funny that you say that, because there was actually a few different candidates for already epic game of the year, because I think Georgia and Tennessee will throw it in there. We'll get to that in just a second. But I'm with you. I was super excited that A&M won. We have not had a great deal of football success as of late. So I hope you're right, and this is a springboard. Now, teams that are not having success that both fired their head coaches, UCLA and Virginia Tech. Any particular surprises on either one of those?
No, not at all. I know both of these came into the season hot, and I think UCLA is more surprising just because they invested in the portal this offseason. They bring in Nico Iamaleava, they bring in some other players, but
good call on that quarterback trade for them, huh?
For 100%. And like you said, we'll talk about Tennessee in a bit, but there are 12 Mountain West teams. None of them have lost to two Mountain West teams so far this season. UCLA has lost to two Mountain West teams, and they got blown out by the second one at home. Everything that was coming to UCLA, it all just melted down that one game. And we were talking about Stanford early this season. Are they going to win a game? They did, on one of the weirdest offsides penalties you'll ever see. Now it's, will UCLA win a game this year? I don't know. I think Virginia Tech could sneak in, get a win. The way UCLA's looked, Nico Iamaleava is a shell of even a quarterback who I didn't have the highest hopes for last year, but he looks like he just looks washed. So UCLA is just, they're in as bad of a spot as you could possibly be.
Do you feel like the college football world is rooting against Nico because of the, I'm going to renegotiate my NIL and all of that
and
stuff?
And the Luka trade.
Not the other Nico. Yes, yep. That's fair.
That definitely goes into it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I think that it's just proof of you F around and find out, right? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Right.
That's exactly what this is. And it's prime politics. Example of just because you leave for more Swift. Money, you're not always going to find somewhere better.
It was a Taylor Swift reference, I believe.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was. Yes.
Okay.
It was Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
Yes. There you go.
My Taylor Swift records are somewhere down here.
All right. Can you go ahead, Alec, and give me cut number 13? Because we've already made a couple allusions to this. I was watching it at the sports book at the Fountain Blue, and I really felt bad for RJ.
Come on, big man. Right up the gut. Hand it to McCray. There he goes. He drives in. They grab him from behind. Did he get the ball over? Close to the goal line. No signal yet.
After further review, it is a touchdown.
Oh, yeah! Steve Marlowe with the winning call. Rocky Top crumbles. Dogs are winners. 44-41 in overtime.
Just real quick, I always think it's weird when you win or lose on a review. And you just have to kind of stand there and be like, oh.
And when the Nacho Man Randy Travis is doing the play-by-play.
That does actually.
Hey, there we go, brother.
I hate the way you
come on, big man.
That man, what a way to start that call. But this game was crazy as well. And I just, Joey Aguilar, I know that they did not end up winning, but man, what an early revelation he has been for Tennessee.
He's put himself on the national stage, right?
Yes.
And there were rumors when he was at UCLA that he wasn't picking up their offense well. And now you look at him at Tennessee through three games, he looks like a Heisman contender. And this is kind of something we've seen with Josh Heupel since he's been at Tennessee. The quarterbacks have a really easy time adjusting to that offense. You saw it with Hendon Hooker. Joe Milton had good moments there.
Yes.
So he stepped in and been awesome. So they've clearly won the trade between them and UCLA between the quarterbacks, but did you know Josh Heupel at Tennessee had never scored more than 17 points against Georgia?
What?
And he did that in the first quarter of this game.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
So the other fun stat.
I'd heard you had a crazy stat. That is amazing.
There are so many fun stats from this game. And two I'll give you are after the second quarter for Josh Heupel against Georgia since he's been at Tennessee, they were being outscored 120-20. That's how much Georgia had dominated this game after the first quarter since Heupel's been at Tennessee. And then Georgia wins their ninth game against Tennessee in a row. Heupel is 23-3 in his last 26 home games at Tennessee. Those three losses are all to Georgia. So that is just the bugaboo he cannot figure out. He has two wins over Alabama, wins over A&M, wins over other, you know, SEC contenders, can't beat Georgia.
Did you call or text RJ to commiserate with him, or did you think it was best to just leave him be?
Well, I picked Georgia in my pick'em with my friends, and I got that one right. So I just kind of reveled in my own success.
Now, also, does it look like the Tennessee kicker is 6 years old? You saw that, right? He looks like a little kid.
Yeah, and I guess Josh Heupel's kind of a bad parent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Because he set him up in a bad spot, especially post-game. Late in the fourth quarter, the Tennessee's on the Georgia side of the field. They run three straight times, get nothing, and decide to just go up eight instead of just going for the kill shot.
Yeah.
It comes back to bite him, and then he misses a field goal and to win the game. And then I know he hits one in overtime, but like, I don't think Josh Heupel put him in a very good spot there.
Speaking of little kids and old men, I've been bringing old men into the conversation.
Bill Belichick?
No, the Diego Pavia, we just saw that he is now, his lawyers are challenging for the seventh year of eligibility. Why does Diego Pavia not want other people to have a chance to be the quarterback at Vanderbilt?
Because he's the ultimate case of like, just root against me and I will make you regret it. Right? Like everywhere he's gone, he just beats teams that his team shouldn't beat, but he just has that moxie that like has just pushed Vanderbilt to levels they haven't seen in a decade. So yeah, you know what? Every offseason it's a headache, you know, trying to figure out eligibility concerns and but like, you know what, if they keep doing these injunctions in courts and letting you have extra years, you know, why not? Diego Pavia's fun to watch.
I agree with that. I am kind of the 7 years.
That's amazing.
It seems like it's just a long, like go to the next level. It's some, I understand like there's differences, but it does feel like that window is growing too much. And I don't know if it's ever going to change.
And you know what? Every year, I think we're done with the 5th and 6th year COVID seniors. And every year we find more and more of them find right, more ways right. to play.
Now I heard this morning, Sean and our, especially, I feel like Bobby Belt was talking about how much of a jerk Brian Kelly is. Did you think Brian Kelly got asked a jerk question, or do you think he was always going to look for a way to be a jerk in that press conference?
Oh, he wants to be a jerk, and he probably knows that reporter, and he was just in a bad mood because his team should have won that game by more, and
yeah.
their offense did look like crap. You know, through three games, LSU is the only team in the SEC that hasn't scored more than 24 points.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, they're through three games. And I know they have a tough game at Clemson, which maybe doesn't look as good of a win anymore, given how Clemson's played since they lost to LSU. But their offense is all out of sorts. And Garrett Nussmeier was making some boneheaded plays that allowed Florida to stay in that game.
Which he does.
Then when your defense picks their DJ Lagway off five times, you can get away with it. But not everyone's going to be Florida and just how out of sorts they are right now.
I think the most important conversation at this moment, though.
Give me cut number 14, Alec. I'm going to guess if this is where we're going.
McGill in the backfield. Throwing that direction, and that is an easy touchdown for North Texas. Brandon Young. They had three tight ends on that side of the field. It is Young who gets the touchdown.
Would like to say thank you to Jackson Potter from Washington State for throwing three interceptions, giving Drew Mestemaker plenty of good field position for his four passing touchdowns this weekend. That was nice to see UNT 59-10. They are the most dominant team in all of college football at 3-0 right now and unranked, and I don't get it.
And they were ahead 42-3 at half. How bad is Washington State, or as Corey said, how dominant are the Mean Green?
I think it's both. I do think UNT is good, and I think Washington State might stink. But this is what good teams do to bad teams, right? Is
yes.
they just beat the crap out of them.
Yes.
And Skylar Casty is UNT's defensive coordinator. This is his first season there. The UNT that I've watched my entire life does not force five turnovers in a half. They've maybe forced five turnovers in half a season,
yeah, that's
but
true.
Not one half of football. So the defense and seeing how good they played, in addition to Drew Mestemaker looking like one of the best group of five quarterbacks in the country, like I'm all in on UNT. Absolutely. And in a couple weeks, they host South Florida, who is one of the group of five playoff contenders. And if both teams take care of business, that's a Friday night game that could be a ton of fun. And I don't know if anyone can see my Zoom username right now, but it says rank UNT, you cowards. They didn't even get a vote. Not one single vote in the AP poll.
Do you still think South Florida is, are they in fact still in the mix, like you just said? Because they got dusted pretty good by Miami.
Yes, I do think South Florida is still good. I just think Miami is so much better than I thought they'd be. That Carson Beck has receivers that can catch the ball now, and he's not turning the ball over at the rate that he did at Georgia last year. And their line of scrimmage, both offense and defense, for Miami is just unstoppable. It is amazing how much they shut them down.
Is Carson Beck looking closer to the quarterback I think a lot of people thought we were going to see at Georgia last year?
Yes. Yes, because I think people are actually helping him now. His teammates are helping him, and he's a veteran. So I think, you know, he's definitely learned from last year where he threw a ton of incompletions, turned the ball over a ton, and he's with the playmakers he has and then the talent around him. Like, I still don't think he's going to be a first-round quarterback. I don't think he'll ever be that. But 100%, watching his growth has been surprising, at least to me.
What do you think about this bold quote from both of y'all from the Arkansas athletic director? We know we're set up to win a national championship in baseball moving forward. We're set up to win a national championship in other sports. Football, where we are right now, we're not set up to win a national championship. I'm going to be brutally honest with that.
I mean, it's being real about where you are at the moment. And you're basically telling all the alums out there it's time to fork over some more cash.
Oh, like Jerry. Right,
totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's absolutely what he's saying. But it's almost like he's the guy that put Sam Pittman there. And it's his fault that they're not in championship mode in football. I mean, that's kind of on you, dude.
Any other names, scores, games that you want to go over?
Gosh, I mean, we didn't even mention Arch Manning.
Oh my gosh.
I don't.
So, sorry, Carter.
Is he hurt? Do you think he's hurt?
I don't. I mean, I guess that's the hope for people in the Texas program, because we mentioned him yesterday, 10 straight incompletions, not against a top tier team. First Texas quarterback to do that in 20 years. What the hell's going on with him? Is he hurt, like Corey said, or is it just hype meeting reality to any extent?
If he's not hurt, is there a bigger disappointment in the sport right now?
No.
Like, with how much hype there was in the offseason and everything that was taught, he was the Heisman favorite before he played started the season. And it's one thing to struggle at Ohio State against a very good defense with a ton of talent to barely, or not barely, they win by double digits against UTEP this weekend, but to struggle to pull away from them, that is shocking. And Arch has not looked good. His receivers refuse to block downfield, which I think is a big thing. And the offensive line for Texas in this game specifically, they were getting pushed around by UTEP defenders that were about 70 pounds lighter than them. It was shocking to me to watch some of the highlights and just see the Texas offensive line just get shoved backwards. And like, there's a lot of things more than just Arch, but like, just the level of struggles that Arch has shown, even against Florida, who's their first SEC road game, how can I trust them to go in and win a game like that? Florida still has a good defense.
Well, excellent stuff as always, Carter. We appreciate having you on the Tuesday tailgate.
Thank you guys for having me on. And then everyone listen to Fan University 9-1 this Saturday. You can read my articles on 105throughthefan.com. And Zach Rowe, I see you texting me right now. Arch has looked like crap. Mm. That's not just me that's saying that.
Oh, deal with it.
And you.
And by the way, shout out to the Tarleton State Texans. They are 4-0. And by the way, they have been womping, folks. We talked about them 2 weeks ago.
Like the word womping.
When they beat Army. But they have continued, and they've looked pretty dominant getting to 4-0.
Yeah, they have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.